بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة، وأمرك بالمعروف ونهيك عن المنكر صدقة، وإرشادك الرجل في أرض الضلال لك صدقة، وإماتتك الأذى والشوك والعظم عن طريقك صدقة، وإفراغك من دلوك في دلو أخيك لك صدقة. وفي رواية: زاد وبصرك لرجل رديء، رديء البصر لك صدقة. حضرت ابو ذر رضی اللہ عنہ reports that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said: You smiling in the face of your brother is charity. Commanding good and prohibiting evil is charity. Guiding a man in a lost land is charity for you. Removing some harmful object or a thorn and some bone from the road and pathway is sadaqah for you. Emptying your bucket into the bucket of your brother is sadaqah for you. And in another narration it is mentioned, and your eyesight for a man who has weak eyesight is sadaqah for you. This chapter is dealing with meeting, greeting with a cheerful face. So here this is mentioned that this is sadaqah also, to smile, to meet with a cheerful face. And many other aspects are mentioned as sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Allah ta'ala looks for excuses to reward us. This is an encouragement for us to do these actions. To smile in the face of a Muslim, to smile is sadaqah, to command good and to forbid evil. Our pious elders are encouraging that in the first instance, the first step is, at least we can command good is, fadail, give people the virtues. Say, if you look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to encourage people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention virtues. Example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beginning when he was giving da'wah, then he used to say, مَنْ يَأْوِينِي مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. In the end, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, and for him is Jannat. To encourage what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, who will give me refuge? Who will assist me in this message, in this mission, to convey Allah Ta'ala's message, and for him will be Jannah. So this was a common feature. So this is something we should use with children, with adults, with our contemporaries, our friends, that we learn the virtues of different actions. One is, we can shout a person. People are not so easy to encourage through warnings. They will be more encouraged through virtues. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is being sent to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam himself is a very brave, courageous, strong man. But Allah Ta'ala is telling him that when you speak to Fir'aun, قُولُ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَ, that speak in soft words so that he can accept what you are saying. So people will accept soft words and virtues. When a person has the capacity and the ability to accept warnings, then that will come on its time. But in the beginning, we give virtues to our families at home also, to the children also. Encourage them, give them virtues. Talk about Jannat, and talk about the benefits of Salah. For example, a person that reads his Salah, Allah will make his rizq easy for him. So people can understand that, they can relate to that. So give him those virtues. Person that reads his Salah, Allah will make his rizq easy for him. Our person is worried about his rizq, so he'll turn to Allah Ta'ala in Salah, and that will become a means of him performing his Salah. And forbidding from evil, that is also Sadaqah. Guiding a person also can refer to nasihat, giving him advice, good counsel. That is also sadaqah. Removing some harmful object from the road, whether it is a thorn or a bone, anything that is on the road, that is also a type of sadaqah. And sharing what you have, even though it is a lot. They say, even though the water is plentiful, especially for example when there's water shortage, or the water has been cut, and so now we make some effort, some old people, some sickly people, we make some effort, take some bottles of water for them. So all this is included in sadaqah. And even guiding a person who's got bad eyesight, He probably can't read something, you read it for him. He can't do something, so you do it for him. So you sort of share your eyesight with him and let him benefit from your eyesight. That also is sadaqah. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can bring all these beautiful qualities in our lives. SubhanAllah.